creative confidence, unleashing the creative potential within us all. Author, Thomas Kelly, David Kelly. We are all creative if we act. When you hear the word, you may equate creative with artistic, or you may feel that being creative is a fixed trait. Either you're born with creative genes or you're not. This set of misconceptions is the creativity myth. The opposite of that myth is what we call creative confidence, and at its foundation is the belief that we're all creative. The truth is, we all have far more creative potential waiting to be tapped. At its core, creative confidence is about believing in your ability to create change in the world around you. It is its conviction that you can achieve what you set out to do. In the business world, creativity manifests itself as innovation. No individual executive or division holds a monopoly on new ideas. The real value of creativity doesn't emerge until you are brave enough to act on those ideas. That combination of thought and action defines creative confidence. The ability to come up with new ideas and the courage to try them out. From fear to courage. A widely held myth suggests that creative geniuses rarely fail, yet the opposite is actually true. Creative geniuses are quite prolific when it comes to failure. They just don't let that stop them. Researchers found that creative people simply do more experiments. If you want more success, you have to be prepared to shrug off more failure. In fact, every failure can be crucial to success in innovation. Because the faster you find weaknesses during innovation cycle, the faster you can improve on what needs fixing. Small successes are intrinsically rewarding and help people to go on to the next level. The inescapable link between failure and innovation is a lesson you can learn only through doing. Fear of failure holds us back from learning all sorts of new skills and from taking on risks and from tackling new challenges. Creative confidence asks that we overcome that fear. Relentless practice creates a database of experience that you can draw upon to make more enlightened choices. Once you have gone through enough rapid innovation cycles, you will gain familiarity with process and confidence in your ability to assess new ideas. Permission to fail comes more easily in some settings than others. In cultures that encourage entrepreneurs, there is a greater appreciation and understanding of constructive failure. Label your next new idea an experiment and let everyone know that you are just testing it out. Lower others' expectations so that failure can lead to learning without career damage. You have to figure out what went wrong and what to do better next time. Acknowledging mistakes is also important for moving on. We didn't know as children that we were creative. From fear to joy. Throughout our lives, forces can push us towards or away from reaching our creative potential. What matters most in the end is this: your belief in your capacity to create positive change and the courage to take action. Creativity, far from requiring rare gifts and skills, depends on what you believe you can do with the talents and skills that you already have. One way to begin is consciously increase the inspiration you encounter in your daily life. Here are some effective strategies to help you get from blank page to insight. Choose creativity. Think like a traveller. Engage relaxed attention. Empathise with your end user. Do observations in the field. Ask questions, starting with why. Reframe challenges. Build a creative support network. From planning to action. Innovation is all about quickly turning ideas into action. Don't get stuck in the planning stage. Careful planning is not enough. The organisations, communities and nations that thrive are the ones that initiate action, that launch rapid innovation cycles, that learn by doing as soon as they can. The do something mindset. The first step towards being creative is often simply to go beyond being a passive observer and translate thoughts into deeds. In corporate cultures, hesitation can translate into what's called as the knowing-doing gap, the space between what we know we should do and what we actually do. It can lead to company paralysis when talk becomes a substitute for action. We are surrounded every day by products that don't work well and services that slow us down. Noticing that something is broken is an essential prerequisite for coming up with a creative solution to fix it. Making bug lists can help you see more opportunities to apply creativity. Keeping track of opportunities for improvement can help you engage with the world around you in a more proactive way. use constraint for fuel creative action. Although creative constraint sounds like an oxymoron, one way to spark creative action is to constrain it. Given a choice, most of us would, of course, prefer a little more budget and a little more staff and a little more time. But constraints can spur creativity and incite action, as long as you have confidence to embrace them. From duty to passion. No matter what your age, you can still pursue your passions. When people seek out a passion in their work, they can tap into and unleash their inner reserves of energy and enthusiasm. One way to begin accessing this inner reserve is to jot down moments in your life when you feel really alive. What were you doing and who were you with? Once you've identified a few areas you want to explore further, commit to taking a single tiny action each day to broaden your portfolio of creative experiences in those areas. One approach is to use your free time to pursue interests or hobbies. So search for ways for your weekend projects that might overlap with your working life. The courage to leap. Just as fear of the first step holds us back at the beginning of a project, the weight of the status quo hinders us from making significant career changes. If you want to transform your life from mere duty to real passion, you have to start by realizing that your current situation is not the only option open to you. Creatively confident groups. While unlocking your own individual creative potential generates positive impact on the world, some changes require collective effort. You need teamwork to achieve innovation at scale. Change within organizations and institutions is seldom a solo activity. To start building a culture of innovation, you need support from both the top and the bottom. To improve your innovation culture, you need to keep your sense of humor, build on the energy of others, minimize hierarchy, value team camaraderie, and trust, defer, judgment. Use language to shape a creative culture. Words we choose do more than reflect our thoughts and patterns, they shape them. What we say can deeply affect a company's culture. To change attitudes and behaviours, it helps to first change the vernacular. The same is true for the innovation. When you influence the dialogue around new ideas, you will influence broader patterns of behaviour. Multiply the impact of your team. Be a talent magnet, who attracts and retains the best, most creative people and helps them reach their highest potential. Find a worthy challenge or mission that motivates people to stretch their thinking. Encourage spirited debate that allows different views to be expressed and considered. Give team members ownership of results and invest in their success. Social pressures and corporate norms nudge us towards ideas and behaviours that are appropriate or expected. But the rewards of creativity and individuality are well worth the effort. Creativity isn't some rare gift to be enjoyed by the lucky few. It's a natural part of human thinking and behaviour. In too many of us, it gets blocked. And unblocking that creative spark can have far-reaching implications for yourself, your organisation, and your community.